The Foreign Affairs Council is meeting in Kirchberg today to discuss trade relations with the United States. European stock markets have plummeted at the start of trading this morning, with Frankfurt slumping as much as 10% as a global sell-off intensifies on US President Trump's tariffs. In other news, a serious accident on Sunday between Bacharach and Pétange left three people critically injured, one of whom, a 22-year-old woman, later died in hospital. Luxembourg residents are being warned not to touch dead hares without protective gear after veterinary officials confirmed a case of tularemia, a disease that can spread to both animals and humans. Talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Trump today are expected to be dominated by Washington's shock tariffs on Israel and escalating tensions with Iran. Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli strikes killed at least 44 people on Sunday. Meanwhile, around 10 rockets were reportedly fired by Hamas in the Gaza Strip at southern Israel last night. And CFL is embarking on their yearly Easter holiday construction, impacting the Esch-sur-Alzette, Arlon and Thionville Metz lines and northern Luxembourg connections. No trains will be running for the next 2 weeks. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another sunny day throughout the country. After a chilly start, temperatures will go from 7 to 8 degrees to highs of 12 to 13 degrees in the afternoon.